Surround yourself with the dreamers and the doers, the believers and thinkers. But most of all, surround yourself with those who see the greatness within you, even when you don't see it yourself. Edmund Lee.
Welcome to Finneytown Local School District's official podcast, the only place to listen to the in-depth stories from our students, staff, and community members. Thanks for tuning in, and we hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the official podcast of the Finneytown Wildcats. I'm your host, Eric Muchmore, and joining me, as always, my co-host, Mike Kennedy. Mike, how are you today?
I'm doing great. We got an alumni today.
Kayla Herring.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
2018. Kayla Herring, yes. How are you?
I'm great. Happy to be here.
We're glad to have you. I think we have a good show planned for Kayla today.
Oh, I'm excited.
Aww. Now, how did it feel when you first walked into the podcast studio? What struck you?
The setup is legit. It's official.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like we should be on YouTube.
And I think we just might be.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Well, Kayla, I know you've listened to a podcast in the past, specifically the one we recorded with Jihad Rashid last season during season two. So you understand that we start with rapid fire and the person who asks the rapid fire questions, Mike Kennedy.
All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I'm excited. All right. What fortune would you want to get from a fortune cookie?
Oh, that's a great question. Like, you mean, like, when we open them with
the... Yeah, what would you want it to say?
I would want to say, you will have everlasting happiness.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Eric, what would you say?
You will get a full 8 hours of sleep for the next year because your kids will sleep through the night peacefully.
That's a long
one.
Yeah, would that fit in there, Caitlin or Kayla? What do you think?
We can shorten it a little bit, but I like that one.
Just give me 8 hours.
Just 8 hours of sleep for a year.
For a year straight.
Okay.
You're straight. Okay.
All right. Mine would say cookies are healthy. Eat more.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah.
All right. What event in your life would make a good movie?
A good movie? Oh, okay. I got a good one. Okay, so when I played soccer here for Finneytown, a great movie would be part of a movie. I scored a goal, my first goal ever when I played soccer, and I did this thing where I turned to the stand like for them to hype me up, and looking for my family, and no one was there. So it was like awkward. I'm like, look at this goal I made, and no one was there. And I'm like, okay, carry on, carry on.
All right. So, yeah. This would be like a sports comedy.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, next.
Yeah. Hey, all that matters is the ball went in the net.
It went in. It definitely went in.
That's right.
There you go.
All right, last one. When you eat a pack of Skittles, do you save the best flavors for last or do they go first?
I'd mix them.
Really?
I mix, yeah. I'm a mixer, like Chipotle. I'm not a...
Really?
Even, yeah, I mix. All my candy. Yeah. I kind of feel like they taste the same. They don't have the same.
Now, that's a good
point. That's M&M's. M&M's have the same flavor.
I feel like Skittles do, too.
Yeah.
Really?
I mean, I'm not a big Skittles eater. I feel like they give me a bit of a headache.
Yeah, they're too sweet, but I definitely feel like.
Do you think they taste the same?
I mix them, so kind of, yeah.
So, yeah, okay.
I never divided them to try.
I also feel like Skittles are the type of candy that you don't eat one at a time.
Yeah, you just, like, chug them.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Chug them?
They're so small.
Yeah.
I think you should just chug them.
Okay.
It's more fulfilling.
Okay. Yeah, you have to try a mixture sometime.
I wonder what our audience would say about that.
I mean, poll question.
Yeah.
Man, we should poll it.
We should poll it.
People could send in their thoughts.
They could.
I like that idea.
Well, you survived rapid fire.
Okay, yay.
I knew you were prepared.
Yeah, I was ready.
There we go. So Skittles, fortune cookies, and movies aside, we're glad to have you back. We loved you when you were here, and it's fun to have alumni back. But our listeners and audience don't know your Finneytown story. What is your Finneytown story?
Excuse me. So I started in Finneytown third grade. I came in third grade, the end of third grade. Because the schools I were just not working out for me. But I came to Finneytown and I loved it. Instantly loved it. I was like, Mom, I'm staying here. I don't want to switch schools. Like, everybody's so nice and welcoming. It was definitely a fit. So I've been here since third grade, all the way to 12th grade. It's always felt like home. Like it's so tight knit, and I thrive off of that. Like 101.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been here third grade, all the way to 12th grade. Did soccer, basketball, created like a family. I'm still friends with majority of my class, and I have no complaints really. Besides the air conditioning, but that's okay.
Well, that issue will be rectified in a few years here as we get a new secondary campus.
Beautiful, yeah. But that's great. So, yeah, everyone, yeah, I've had a great experience with Finneytown, hands down.
There we go.
Mm-hmm.
I like hearing that.
Now, talk about the how your time here at Finneytown ended as a senior during graduation. I felt like there was something pretty cool about the way you went out.
So, try to make a long story short. So 12th grade, everyone is frantic about what college you're going to go to. And I was stuck on the name brand schools. So I didn't know anything about financial aid or FAFSA or that school was $20,000 a year. I wanted to go to University of Toledo or Bowling Green State. I was set on those two schools. And I just couldn't afford it. I just couldn't afford it. So my old counselor, Miss Aki Moore, shout out to Miss Aki Moore. She introduced community college to me. She was saying like Cincinnati State would be a great way to go. It's affordable. You can go for free. There's programs where you can get free books. I'm like, I don't know about that because, you know, since community college is not really glorified, if that makes sense, if that's a good word to put it. So I kind of felt deterred. But long story short, Ms. Akimura talked me into it. She, you know, gave me my confidence back because it's still college. And I was able to go to school for free for 3 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I went to school for no debt. I didn't have to worry about that for 3 years. I transferred from Cincinnati State to Northern Kentucky University. That's where I am currently. And honestly, I'm only about $10,000 in debt with a bachelor's degree.
Wow. Yeah. That's a story.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great story.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So Ms. Akimura is really like the one of the main reasons. One, I am not in debt, not in a lot of debt.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a great education while I'm coming to an end with my bachelor's degree. I'll graduate in May. Great opportunity.
That's fantastic. That's a great story. Ms. Aki Moore, former school counselor here. Yes. I know she works at Xavier University now,
mm-hmm.
Teaching upcoming school counselors. So mm-hmm. That's a special story.
Yes, I hold it dear to my heart, really, because, yeah.
That's
it's,
cool.
It's why I'm here, where I am now.
Well, that's a perfect segue to hear that story as we share a little bit about our season three. So the previous two seasons, I don't know if I shared this with you or not, Kayla, when we talked on the phone earlier, but the first two seasons we did with the podcast, we didn't really have a central theme that guided our invitations or our conversations. This season we do.
Mm-hmm.
And it stemmed from the last podcast we did at the end of the second season where the student council over at Finneytown Elementary put on a social. And we had the younger kids come in and do a podcast about their experience leading that. And one of our students, Satia Brown, she said something that just really resonated with Mike and me that led us to come up with this theme for season three, that's I'm Possible. So we're going to take a listen to it and get your thoughts.
Okay, let's do it.
Finneytown can do anything.
Yes.
Like, that's right.
Like, if
I love that.
Even if it's hard, it's not impossible. The word itself says I'm possible.
Right? I just got chills a little bit again every time.
Oh, my goodness. I could, like, cry. Like, I want to hug her.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, the word itself does say I'm possible. Wow, she's ahead of her time. That's amazing because I love that.
Tell us a little more about why do you love that? Why does it matter hearing it from her?
It matters. That's just great encouragement. Like, I agree with her because being at Finneytown definitely made me personally and her as well feel like you're possible. Like you can do whatever you want to do. And I'm doing that right now. I'm doing everything I wanted to do right now at my young age that I didn't think I could do without that encouragement from, I can say, my village. So, yeah, I'm doing great things.
Thanks, Kayla.
Yes.
I mean, Mike and I have listened to that quote quite a few times as we've put things together. Mm-hmm. Wow. But watching you as you listen to it and seeing your reaction through your facial expressions, I think that's what actually gave me the chills.
It was
how much it was impacting you. That was cool. Yeah,
I love that. I really love that.
So that kind of gets us to our question, I think, for this podcast for you. And the reason why we ask you to be here is, mm-hmm. what have been your I'm possible moments in your life recently?
Wow, that's a great question. So I can start off with my internship that I am currently in right now. It took a long and hard journey to get here. So currently I'm an intern with the Cincinnati Police Department with the homicide unit. My major is social work. So I would have never imagined being here as far as doing this podcast and even at the internship. It's just eye-opening. That's definitely an I'm possible moment because it took a lot of grit to get there. And that started here. Yeah, that started here. That's my I'm possible moment right now. I'm about to graduate. I have a daughter. I did it full-time, working full-time, have been doing that. That's my I'm possibles right now.
So tell us more about your work that you're getting into. You said Cincinnati Police Department, mm-hmm. but what exactly, what is your job? What does that look like?
So basically when the victims of homicide that have been murdered, they have family. So we assist the families with grieving. We assist them with trauma care, grief, grieving, the grief process of losing a family member, if they need any resources. So if they have children, the victim did have children, we assist the kids with going to support group, or we take them toys for Christmas, just being that extra body there for them while they're going through this hard time of losing someone. I also do wellness calls. So I just, right now I have 2019, so families of victims from 2019. I call them just to say, hey, I'm checking in on you, because some people don't have that. So I'm that person. I'm checking on you. How are you doing? How are you mentally? How are you physically? What are your goals? How are we going to reach those goals? Just being that oomph that they need while they're going through a hard time.
This is amazing.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't have any background knowledge of that at all, but I just think that support system mm-hmm. and that work is so important.
It's definitely.
I mean, good for you. That's cool.
Thank you.
So I love hearing that.
Yeah.
That is amazing to think. You know, we sadly too often see news stories of homicides. Mm-hmm. And, we often don't think about
the after.
Right, the rings of impact that mm-hmm. happen and all that's needed.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just an arrest and it's over. I mean, there's a life lost tragically. There's court and then there's the family. And I'm sure, right, when someone's life is taken like that, others' lives are impacted mm-hmm. because they count on the person mm-hmm. who sadly is murdered.
Yes, and the children, like how they interpret what they see or what they're going through. We help them talk through that because some people who don't have that help kind of, not always, but they kind of go left. Mm-hmm. So we're there to try to steer them, you know, to go right. Because as a kid, sometimes it's hard to navigate what you're thinking, what you're feeling. You really don't know sometimes. So that's what I do. Mm-hmm. Three days a week.
That is important work.
Mm-hmm.
And what gifts have you noticed about yourself? Like, what about you have you noticed that contributes mm-hmm. to that experience that you have?
I can say my compassion mm-hmm. And my authenticity.
Authenticity.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because not necessarily saying that I can necessarily relate to them and their circumstance, but I have the tools to, I guess you could say, make you feel better. Like, I enjoy making someone feel better or enjoy putting them, you know, back to where they need to be. I enjoy helping. I enjoy it. I really do. Like, seeing the outcome. So that's, I can say, as a gift, I thoroughly enjoy it. I've always known I wanted to be in this type of field. And so, like, now it's really, like, playing out, and I'm really good at it. And it's not, it can be difficult because what you're dealing with every day can be heavy. But knowing what you're doing is kind of that light on the heaviness I love it.
So you said that you knew the whole time that this is kind of what you want to do. Mm-hmm. And in your journey at Finneytown and your connection, like, you talked about how it's so welcoming, and then you're in third grade and you were here, mm-hmm. and you're like, Mom, I don't want to leave. This is my place. You talked about a counselor's intervention with you, a conversation. What about Finneytown and your experience here has contributed to what you're doing now? Not just the nuts and bolts of that encouragement, but your experience here. What about your experience has made this possible for you?
The closeness, like, all of my teachers, I can honestly say, never gave up on me. Like, when I felt like specifically with math, math has never been my best friend, but Mr. Farr, shout out to Mr. Farr, Mr. Becker, he would tell me, like, Kayla, sometimes you're a dolphin. You'll go down and then you'll go up. He never gave up on me with at all. And that right there is what is what I can say molded me. Like, none of the teachers gave up. They pursued. They will always tell me, like, you're smarter than you're giving yourself credit for. Most of my teachers would tell me that. And I never understood that until I graduated. And I'm like, these teachers really cared about me and my progress and making it. Like, they really cared. And I felt that. So I think that's definitely also what molded me and helped me do what I do today. Because they never gave up on me. So I'm not going to give up on these kids who really, 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 really need it.
Gosh, you're giving me chills hearing that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that's cool. That's good to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had to share something, your thoughts with our current staff, students, and parents or guardians,
mm-hmm.
what would you tell each of those three groups based on your experience coming through here and where you are today?
Just in general, like, sure. Advice that I would give them?
Advice or something you'd like them to know?
You're possible. Yeah, I would definitely. I really love that, the I'm possible, like, that you're possible. Like, right now, all three groups, like, right now is just right now. It's not forever. That's definitely what I would give them. Because I know, like, even a sophomore, that's kind of a murky age. It's like, I have 2 more years to go. I've been doing this for so long. And to the parents, be patient with the kids. There's a lot going on in the world in general, and then coming to school sometimes can be hard. And also to the parents, like, kids, they need mental health days too. I know my mom always said, you don't pay bills around here. Like, but being in school sometimes is a lot of pressure because it dictates your future a lot of times. So to the parents, be patient. You've been 16 before. So just remember that when you're, you know, scolding the teenagers, that you've been here before, be patient. And to the kids, you're possible. Just work hard. Just work hard. Sometimes it gets tiring, exhausting, but you're not going to regret it. And also to the kids, listen to your adults. Any adults in your life, listen. I listened and I'm doing very well. Sometimes I didn't listen, but listen to them. Listen to the adults in your life. They're not steering you in the wrong direction. They're there to help you. So, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, this has been a great story for us. And I think the coolest thing you said is today is not forever.
Mm-hmm.
That hit me. Because I think sometimes we get stuck in that little cycle of like, I'm in this moment right now. This stinks.
Mm-hmm.
But
yep, it's just a bad day, not a bad life. Just a bad day.
I like that.
I like that a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
I think that what's been most meaningful for me during this conversation was hearing you talk about the amount of people who rallied around you and noticed your strengths before you even noticed them in mm-hmm. yourself.
Yes.
You mentioned Backer, you talked about Farr, mm-hmm. Aki Moore, mm-hmm. and our staff in general. You know, that's just really cool to hear. And it's meaningful to me because I often doubt myself.
Mm-hmm.
And when people encourage me when I'm down, sometimes I do my number on it and like, oh, they don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good reminder that the people who are closest to us and care about us often recognize the things that we're struggling to.
Mm-hmm.
So it reminds me to listen
yes.
to the feedback that I'm getting from those who care about me.
Yes. Yes.
So thank listen. You.
You're welcome.
And what's been most meaningful to you during our time together?
Here right now?
Here right now on this podcast.
Just you guys listening to me. And being here and being able to shed a light on what's going on with me. I hope that the individuals who listen, that they become encouraged from listening to me, to all the younger people, if they listen. I hope I can be that, you know, that girl Kayla was telling me on the podcast to listen. So yeah, this has been the greatest. I'm really enjoying this.
Well, you've encouraged me today, and
yes,
I always go home and talk about the podcast, and you know, my wife has to hear it, my kids have to hear it, but I'm going to share that thought with my wife today, that today is not forever.
Today is not forever.
And you've encouraged me from being here.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, and I appreciate all the encouragement you're giving to all the other people in Cincinnati area with your yes. new position. And
thank you.
And thanks for being a part of this. All right, Eric, close us out.
Well, Kayla Herring, thanks for being here. 2018 graduate.
Yes.
Soon to be a 2023 Northern Kentucky University graduate.
Yes. Whoop,
there we are.
There yes. we go. Sociology?
Social work.
Social work. Mm-hmm. Social work. Oh, yeah, that's right. Messed mm-hmm. that up. Social
okay.
work.
Social work.
NKU, and doing a lot of great things for people who are, unfortunately, suffering tragic losses. Mm-hmm. And so... I really respect what you do.
Thank you.
And appreciate your time today. So thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, as always, we have a story to tell here at Finneytown Local School District. And if you would like to be on the podcast to share your I'm Possible story, or if you'd like to recommend another person to come on to share their I'm Possible story, reach out to Mike Kennedy at mkennedy@finneytown.org or Eric Muchmore. That's me at emuchmore@finneytown.org. And we will get you on the podcast to share your story to our community and our listeners. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time. Here's a brief message from our board member, Jaleesa McMullen.
Finneytown is a place that truly thrives. We look beyond our students' differences and allow this to introduce new perspectives and experiences to our lives. It's a place where we value student voice and presence. Our teachers, staff, and parents work together to create an inclusive school culture where all students can feel safe to learn and gain the knowledge they need to excel throughout life. It's a place where we are better together. We grow, we live, we thrive. We are Finneytown. Let's go Wildcats!